You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Matt Bertram, podcaster, author, and COO of eWeb Results, one of the top-rated digital marketing agencies in Houston, Texas. Mr. Bertram, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, why doesn't digital marketing work for some businesses?
Well, you know, I think that as far as digital marketing, I know everybody's kind of tried it, and people've maybe seen it work for other people, but maybe it hasn't worked for them. And or people have had bad experiences with agencies. A lot of people that come to us actually have, you know, spent quite a bit of money and tried out, you know, three or four different agencies. And, you know, I think it comes down to a couple things. One is, I think the barrier to entry as far as calling yourself a digital marketer is quite low, right? You can throw up a WordPress page, post a LinkedIn profile. You know, maybe you took one online class in it, and then, boom, you're a digital marketer and you can reach a ton of people. So I think that there's a lot of people in the business that haven't been doing it a long time. There's no really, there's not a lot of visibility, right? There's some certifications and some partnerships out there, like we're Google partners. But a lot of people can get that kind of thing. I mean, it is a differentiator. I think that, you know, it's a black box to a lot of people. And so what you really want to do, is really understand who you're going to be working with, have them really understand your business about how to go after it. Because I think that, you know, small business owners are not digital marketers, right? And so they're trying to hire someone to help them do something that they want to do or need to do, is just like, right, make the phone ring, generate more business online. But I think that they really want to take a more active involvement in that process, because what internet marketing really is taking something that was done offline a couple of years ago before the internet and just moving it online into a different platform or a different, medium, right? I mean, what is mail, right? Or what was snail mail? Snail mail became email. Email worked great for a while. Now it's, Facebook Messenger and text messaging. And so, you know, there's an evolution. What are like bandit signs or, you know, little signs around town? That's Google AdWords, right? So really what I think is the problem is potentially, and it depends on everybody's situation, there's a lot of reasons why something wouldn't work, but it's maybe you're looking at the pie from one angle, or, you know, it could be the operator. But really, if you have a great product and you let people know about that product and you share the right information about that product, you should generate more business, right? So I don't think anything's changed. I think really it's just about understanding the tools and the medium and how you want to position yourself. And really, online tools just give you more visibility, which, you know, is a problem why it hasn't worked, and a problem why it has worked great for other people.
And your response is most helpful. What are the best platforms or strategies to get more leads online?
Well, just kind of like what we talked about as far as, figuring out the different platforms. You really want to start with the customer and end with the customer. You really want to look at your target persona of who you're going after and understand, like, if you want to use the analogy of, you want to fish where the fish are, right? So you got to really build out your profile. I mean, if your target market's a male that is 25 to 35 that watches sports, you know, that's going to be different than, maybe a cooking magazine or a living, or social magazine or something like that. I mean, once you drill down, like you niche down off the niche, you can really, it becomes really clear what platform works best for you. I think another thing that's important about the platform is you want to find a platform that you're comfortable with, that you understand how to use, that it's not, it's more kind of fluid in your day-to-day or week-to-week or monthly activities, but it's got to be something you feel comfortable with. You don't want to be on all the platforms out of the gate. You don't have the time to, and if you do that, you're just going to be using it as a repository. But each platform is called a channel for a reason. Just like people watch different channels on the news, you got to really figure out what kind of content people are going to engage with on what channel. So that's kind of a little bit of a tough question. I think it really comes down, I guess, to the buyer's journey of what you want them to go through before they call you for a consultation or before they buy your product. And then also, what mediums do you want to communicate with those people on? Is, I think, I guess the answer that I hate everybody gets, but is probably the right answer, is depends at this point, you know? So it's just looking at, like, it starts with the customer and ends with the customer, if you know what I mean. So
exactly on that. It certainly all does depend and start with the customer. How can you build your brand online? Touch on some of that from your expertise.
Yeah, no, building your brand online is, I think, the way of the future right now in this new economy. You got to kind of give to get, and you got to provide value, and people will see that value and typically will reciprocate, right? And I think that that's the case in a lot of senses. Like, even, you know, those little people in the airport that hand you the flower, and, like, you, after they give you the flower, you feel obligated to tip, you know, or provide money for that. I think it's really, really effective to understanding kind of human nature and really visibility online and providing, I guess, reputation management of how people find you and what they see about you is super important. And so I think testimonials, whether they be videos, whether they be audio, whether they be text, can say things that you can't currently say about yourself. And so you want to kind of pre-frame in the potential prospect's mind, hey, like, what are people saying? What are people doing? And attracting to you. I think also the internet is really a one-on-one sales tool. It essentially, it connects you with the person, and it's a one-on-one connection. So if you make a video, they can kind of see who you are, what you're talking about. They can pick up the subtle cues of communication that go beyond just hearing your voice. And by 2020, I think, which is next year, 80% of all content online is going to be videos. And so, you know, you really want to build videos. You want to collect some digital real estate online when people are searching for you or your name. You want to take up the whole first page. So doing some SEO is super important, but there's really a ton of aspects to doing this. And really, that was a question that I got a lot in some of the consulting sessions that I got. And I decided to write a book about it. And Build Your Brand Mania is what that's about. So, like, buildyourbrandmania.com, you can go find out more about the book. But what it's all about is establishing that credibility, that trust on the front end, and then how to gain that visibility and that distribution and that syndication across all the different platforms. So I kind of break it out in the book into kind of lay format. But I think positioning yourself as an expert online is extremely valuable. I call it kind of the trusted advisor method. So, you know, there's a little bit of a difference between being an expert and being an authority. And really, I believe that difference is kind of influence and reach. And, you know, people finding out about that, because there's a lot of people that can be experts and you never know it, you know. So I think we're all experts in something.
And I'd say so as well. Today we're joined by Mr. Matt Bertram, podcaster, author, and COO of eWeb Results, one of the top-rated digital marketing agencies in Houston, Texas, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Mr. Bertram, what do you have to do to attract your ideal customer?
Well, you know, I think that kind of builds on my last response of becoming an authority. So I think you know, really your goal is to become an authority / celebrity, right? So celebrity, people follow celebrities. People do what celebrities say. And you can make yourself online on social media a celebrity. I mean, I think it comes down to creating some video content. Also, people like reality. I say, look at all the reality shows. Look at the Kardashians. So when you're talking about creating content, you have everything you need in your phone. You have everything you need right there. You have video recording. You have images. You even have little apps that you can edit those images and post them. And so really it just becomes becoming conscientious of utilizing content creation and then, again, using those platforms that you like. But what you're trying to do, I think it breaks it down, is to know, like, and trust. You want people to know who you are. You want them to like you, and you want them to trust you. And so however you do that, if that's through testimonials, through case studies, through you talking and providing that value to them where you give and then you get, all those sort of things are important. What people say about you. I mean, it's somewhat of a popularity contest. I know a lot of people talk about SEO, and SEO is really online PR, right? And that's really what it's about, is getting your message, who you are out there, getting people familiar with you. I mean, I think just like your podcast, you know, over time, people get to know who you are, and that's why they follow you, you know?
It certainly makes total sense. Good stuff there. Now, lastly, how do business owners or companies use the different social media platforms effectively? Let's wrap it up there and love to hear your response on that.
Well, you know, I think it really goes back to understanding your customer and understanding, you know, where you need to be fishing, understanding that buyer's journey. So I didn't kind of hit on that before, but there's a model out there that, you know, a lot of people follow. Google was promoting it for a while. It's called the AIDA model. It's attention, interest, decision, action. And so depending on where people are in the customer journey, depends on what type of content you need to show them, what type of content they're looking for. And so you want to start answering those questions all the way along the way until they become a customer. And then, you know, after that, some people forget, you want to also focus on nurturing them once they're a customer. So there's really different kinds of content you can plug into each of these areas. And I know sometimes it might get overwhelming, but you just got to start one step at a time. You got to start one behavior that you're trying to address at a time, and one type of persona. And if you continuously kind of just build it piece by piece, it will happen. I think that also goes back to really whatever platform is right for you, that you're comfortable with, that your customers are on. And you really only need to be on one platform. You don't need to be, if you're a small business owner or entrepreneur, on all these different platforms. It's just got to be one that you use, and that your customers, the key is engagement, that they can engage with you, they can get to know who you are, they can message you, and that you respond. If you're on 10 different platforms and someone sends you a DM or a direct message and you don't get back to them, you know, that just kind of is difficult, right, for anyone to manage. So I would say start small, build from there, focus on generating content, and then figure out, you know, how you want to syndicate it or what's right for each channel, because each social media platform is a different channel, and so you got to speak to the visitors there in a different way.
Mr. Bertram, some really great information shared here today on branding, on marketing, and the lowdown there. And we can't thank you enough. All business owners can certainly take advantage of that information shared here today. If listeners wanted to get further information on eWeb results or be in touch with you direct, how can they do that?
Yeah, no, definitely got a lot of stuff going on. You can always find us at ewebresults.com. You can find me across all different social media platforms at Matt Bertram. It's Bert Ram, like Bert and Ernie, and then like a Ram Live. So Matt Bertram Live on across all platforms. If you want to find out more about the podcast or you're interested in SEO, we've been doing it for about 10 years. We have 450 episodes. BestSEOPodcast.com will take you to our page where we syndicate it on different platforms, or you can, you know, search for Unknown Secrets to Internet Marketing or eWeb Results Podcast on iTunes or Spotify or SoundCloud, wherever. And then, you know, buildyourbrandmania.com or buildyourbrandmania.com will take you to my book site, but you can also get it on Amazon. Also recently, not only just did we hit Amazon bestseller, but I came out with a Audible version. So I know that there's a lot of people that are, you know, driving in their cars or working out and they like to listen to their books. There's an option for that as well. So, you know, that's kind of what I do. And if you have more interest, would love for you to reach out and connect with you and see how we could do it. We do provide a free consultations, free 30-minute consultations. So if you have an interest, you can go to ewebresults.com and book a consultation. But thank you for your time.
And we certainly appreciate your time as well. Again, folks, it is ewebresults.com. Mr. Bertram, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Perfect. Thanks.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Matt Bertram, podcaster, author, and COO of eWeb Results, one of the top-rated digital marketing agencies in Houston, Texas. And for further details, initially visit ewebresults.com or buildyourbrandmania.com or best, SEOpodcast.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.